Now, as I was sharing, I want you to turn to Ephesians. We're going to start there this morning, Ephesians chapter 3, and we're going to look at verses 14 through 16 to start. I had been covering the last lesson on 5 points of the value of speaking in other tongues, and I'm going to highlight just quickly right now and just say, number one was, it's the initial evidence of being filled with the Holy Spirit. So when one speaks in other tongues, that is the initial evidence of being filled. And you can go through the book of Acts and you can see there are 5 instances, and we're not going to do that. That was discussed in those lessons. Number two, we speak, 1 Corinthians 14, chapter 2. We speak not unto men, but who? Unto God. And when we speak mysteries, divine secrets. And I like to say it like this, that discussion, that conversation, that communication that we have with God is divine, and it can't be hacked. It's encrypted. It's private. Amen. And so it's between me and God, not you, but between me and God, and only He can understand that. And number three was one point, was that we're strengthened by His Spirit in our inner man. And I want to focus on that this morning, and the Lord has stirred my heart to focus on that, because it's an area that all of us, I believe, need to focus on. And I'm going to say it like this. God has said that we are to not live by bread alone, but by what? Every word which proceedeth out of His mouth. So in other words, we're to live by the word of God, and we're to do what? We're also to meditate on the word, speak the word. But it also said the Spirit and the Word must agree, so we can't ignore praying in the Holy Ghost, being strengthened in our inner man. So when we look at Ephesians chapter 3, and I would invite you to look at verse 14, and I'll conclude with 16. It says, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man." And now also, if you look, what follows the word man? It's a semicolon. So that means the thought continues. So I began to look at this and say, well, look here now. If I'm strengthened with might by His Spirit in my inner man, it says, verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. See, the thought's continuing. That ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. You're not going to know the length and the breadth and the depth and the height of God. You're not going to know that without His strength. It's not going to happen. And that's what we see in our lives, that we pray to have the heathen come into the church, and sometimes we don't know how to handle the heathen because you're not strengthened in here to be Christ-like. And so when people come in and they're acting like heathen, and their children act like heathen because their minds aren't renewed. You know, we all acted carnally, and some of us still act carnally because we're not strengthened here to be able to resist. So you can be born again, spirit-filled, and still be weak. And still yield to carnal temptations. And that's what happens. And that's what's going on. Because we have in the church, we're not strengthened with might on my inner man. And we began to see, how am I strengthened? How am I built up in my inner man? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Jude 1:20. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So when you're built up, when you're edified, one of the writers said it's that word you could say means to be charged. So when your spiritual battery runs down, how do you charge it up? Praying in the Holy Ghost. And that's why Paul, when you look at Paul, he said in 1 Corinthians 14:18, I pray in tongues more than ye all. He must have known something. And I'm seeing here why Brother Hagin spent so much time praying in the Holy Ghost. When you hear his son and his daughter-in-law, and you hear his grandson and other people, he would just wander around the ministry, float in people's offices, sit down, not say one word. He'd sit at your desk for an hour or half an hour, just sit there and look at you, praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, that's not spooky. He'd just sitting there, he'd wander around, and even his son is doing that. He said, you know, I just go around and I pick up and sense what's going on in the ministry. But here's one of the things that happens when you pray in the Spirit. You become what? More aware of God's presence in you. And sometimes we're so busy and we don't pray enough in the Spirit. See, I think sometimes we think, well, I don't have time. Let me ask a question. Do you drive back and forth to the store? Do you drive to work? Do you go to work? Do you take public transportation? You get up, you're getting yourself ready in the morning. You have time. It's what we have, what we've done is we've not disciplined ourselves to pray more in the Spirit. Thus, we're weak in our spirits. I'm just sharing what the Holy Ghost is putting in my heart. Because what's about ready to happen in this earth realm, the hearts of man are going to faint. And it's right on our doorstep. We don't want to be them. Oh God, help us. We need to know and be strengthened to be able to deal with these adversities. We don't want to be like the world, crying out to God and saying, oh God, what are we going to do? Now, I'm not saying we don't ask God, we don't seek Him. I'm not saying that. But our hearts should not, our spirits should not fail us because they're weak. Amen. So you can see here that we receive mighty strengthening power in our inner man to put us over in life. That means we can cope, we can walk through, we can handle every situation that we face in life with inner strength. You know, our parents used to say, and our grandparents used to say, they had some constitution, didn't they? Didn't we ever hear that? They had an inner strength. Did you ever hear that? So Adversity in life is going to come to all of us, but it's how we handle it. And it's going to be handled. We're going to cope with it and overcome with strength. His strength. Where? In our inner man. And let me read a few scriptures. 1 John 4:4, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is what? In you than he that is in the world. 2 Corinthians 10:4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but what? Mighty. Mighty. Who? Through God. What? To the pulling down of strongholds. Listen to this. I'm getting some of I call them obscure translations out of here. This is one called the Laubach, L-A-U-B-A-C-H. It says, our weapons have the power of God to destroy the defenses of evil. Our weapons have the power of God to destroy the defenses of evil. Now listen to this. I'm going to just highlight very quickly some of these translations from Ephesians 3:16. If you want to see them, get this book. Or I'm going to read them, get the CD, or download it online, and you can listen to it that way. This is the Johnson translation, Ephesians 3:16. May he give you an infusion of strength in the depths of your being by the Spirit. We can get an infusion of strength. How? By his Spirit, which allows us to do what? Do all things. Overcome. And let me say this. It's not your physical size or your strength that allows you to overcome. Because we got a story in Samuel about David and Goliath. He was big. And David was a little boy. But the Spirit of God, the power of God, did what? Rested upon him. And he took him down. So we can handle Goliath kinds of situations and bring him down. That's what it just said. The defenses of the devil can be destroyed with the power of God. It said that the power of God can destroy the defenses of evil. This is the Way translation. It says, I pray that he may, with a fullness measured only by the wealth of his glory, vouchsafe to you to be made strong with power, infused by his Spirit into your inmost nature. This is the Jerusalem Bible. Out of his infinite glory, may he give you the power through his Spirit for your hidden self to grow strong. See, we can grow strong from his power. But it's going to come, we're going to be edified and built up in our inner man by his Spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm going to tell you, for me personally, I made a choice of backing away from certain things and disciplining my mind to pray more in the Spirit. When I wake up, getting up, instead of having something plant, pray in the Holy Ghost. And even when something is playing, I pray in the Spirit. When I'm driving, when I drive to Pennsylvania, hour and a half, pray in the Spirit. Hour and a half up, hour and a half back, pray in the Spirit. And so I've determined to pray more in the Spirit. And thus, I'm sensing a strength that's coming that I didn't have before. And it can happen to every one of you in here because he said, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So it's available to all of us. But just like anyone who wants to become an Olympic champion, you have to do something. And there's an effort and a discipline that's required on your part. Otherwise, you will be weak. And it won't be God's fault. It'll be yours. Amen. This is the Phillips translation. It said, he will enable you to know the strength of the Spirit's inner reinforcement. I like that. This is one here called the letters. We ask to use his unlimited resources to make your spirit strong by his Spirit. Now, if you're going to write any of them down, write this one down. This is the Jordan translation. Listen to this. I beg him to give you, out of his glorious abundance, the power to win by his Spirit ruling your inner life. I'm going to read that again. Because we have the power to win. See, we don't come from a place of defeat. We come from a place of winning. Why? Because he won. I beg him to give you, out of his glorious abundance, the power to win by his Spirit ruling your inner life. When he rules there, you win. You can do all things. You overcome. Amen. This is another, it's called Kleist and Lilly. Sounds like a law firm. I don't know if it was, but that's what it is. It says, strengthened with power through the Spirit for the development of your inner selves. Hallelujah. Let's turn to Colossians 1, and let's look at verse 11. These all dovetail together. Colossians chapter 1, Colossians 1, and verse 11. You're all familiar with these, but I tell you, reflecting and meditating on them will have an impact on your spirit. Colossians 1 and verse 11, it says, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. So when you're strengthened with all might, what does it do? It gives you patience, long-suffering, with joyfulness. That means you can stand. You can overcome. Amen. Let me read a few from some various translations here. This is a translation called the WAND, W-A-N-D. It says, that you may be reinforced with all the strength there is by the means of his glorious power. The Good News Bible, may you be made strong with all the strength which comes from his glorious power. And the Living Bible, it says, that you will be filled with his mighty glorious strength, so that you can keep going no matter what happens, always full of the joy of the Lord. That means you can keep going no matter what happens. Why? Because you're strengthened with his might in your inner man. Let me read that again. That you will be filled with his mighty glorious strength, so that you can keep going, no matter what happens, always full of the joy of the Lord. You know, when something hits you, it's going to hit your senses. It's going to hit your flesh, your mind, and you're going to go, ah, I can't do this. But yes, you can. If you're strengthened with his might. Let me ask this question. Did Paul, who had all the revelation that he had, did he get to a place of saying, I've had enough? Yes, he did. You Bible students that are shaking your head, no. Go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I believe he said, I've had it. Lord, take this away from me. And what is the Lord's response? He said, my grace is sufficient. And what else did he say? And he said, my strength, my what? My strength is made perfect in what? In your weakness. So it doesn't mean we're not going to be weak, but when we're weak, he's strong. Where? In my spirit. Hallelujah. It doesn't mean we're not going to be faced with things that make your mind go, I'm going down. I'm not going to make it. I'm going to fail. But you stand up and say, no, I'm going over because I have the power of God in me to win. See, don't let society determine what you can do, where you can go, what you can have, what you can't have. Don't let society, don't let the government, don't let your boss, don't let no one, as they say, nobody, determine what you can have that God has promised. He has said, I give you power to overcome. And I'm going to say this, that in order to reach, see, this isn't about personal. It is. I mean, we have to appropriate the promises of God. They're not just going to come. What does the scripture say? Whosoever shall say, you got to say something. It's not going to just come because you're a Christian. It's not just going to come because God promised it. You're going to have to appropriate it and say, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, that sounds like an obstacle to me, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt where? In his heart, but shall believe that those things that he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. It didn't say he'll have whatsoever he thinketh. It said whatever he saith. And so, regardless of your circumstances, and you know, we hear so often, because I don't have an education, I'm a particular ethnicity, I can't have access to things. Garbage. Because then if you say that, you're calling God a liar. And you're calling his word a lie. Because he said you can have it. If you doubt not in your heart. See. Now you may have to stand. Didn't say it's just going to open up to you. But this said here that the defenses of the devil will be brought down. Destroyed. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness in this earth. Amen. This is the Weymouth translation. Strengthen yourselves in the Lord. This is Ephesians 6:10. Strengthen yourselves in the Lord and in the power which his supreme might imparts. I jumped ahead a little bit. Excuse me, I just felt like reading that. Amen. Let's turn over to Philippians chapter 4 and let's look at 13. Because we got just a few minutes left here and I'm trusting you're getting a little something out of this. And if you're not, then get the CD and listen to it. And if you're not getting anything, I say you are. Because I already released my words that said you won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. So you are getting something out of it. In the name of Jesus. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Hallelujah. Listen to these few translations here. The Good News Bible or translation, it says, I have the strength to face all conditions by the power that Christ gives me. You have the strength to face all conditions by the power which Christ strengthens you with. You can face it. You can go through it. This is the Weymouth translation. I have strength for anything through him who gives me power. The Blackwelder translation, through him who constantly empowers me, I have strength for anything which I may encounter. The New American Bible, in him who is the source of my strength, I have strength for everything. Listen to this. This is the Lovett translation. There is no situation which can overwhelm me now. I tell you, you ought to make that in a big letter, big signs, paste that around your house in big, bold letters. There is no situation which can overwhelm me now. None. Nada. Zip. Whatever you want to put in there. Nothing. There is no situation which can overwhelm me now. This is the Berkeley. I have strength for every situation through him who empowers me. I like this. This is the Barclay translation. He who fills me with his dynamic power has made me able to cope with any situation. You know, you could be faced with something so extreme that it impacts your mind, your senses. You know, sometimes things come, we've all been there, where something catches you, as they say, I didn't expect this. And it hits me in a way, it could be a death, it could be loss of a job, could anything. It could be a child, something that just, I mean, it just hits you so hard. But you at that point have got to get a hold of yourself. And you've got to, even in that weakest moment, I'm sure Paul was there, where he said, Lord, take this away. I can't handle this anymore. I can't do this. And God said, my grace is sufficient. I'm sure that's not what Paul wanted to hear. I'm sure he didn't want to hear, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. After he had been beaten, shipwrecked, consistently going through trials and tribulations, I'm sure that's not really what he wanted to hear. And neither do we. When somebody in your life says, you know what, you can do this, and you go, I didn't want to hear that. And a lot of times you want to hit somebody when they say it. Hallelujah. This is the Jerusalem Bible. There is nothing I cannot master with the help of the one who gives me strength. Glory to God. I'm just going to highlight this as we close here. Got a few more things to cover. This is my first closing. But we have 10 minutes, so I mean, I've got some time here. Romans 8:26, when we talk about inadequacies, inabilities, infirmities, weaknesses. Now, yes, it's talking about prayer, and the Spirit of God helps us when we don't know how to pray, but you know what? He helps us, period. Because we don't know what to do in situations. We don't know how to pray. We don't know how to handle something. And this says here, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. I like this. This is the Johnson translation. We also have the Spirit who compensates for our inadequacies. See, he's not doing everything. He compensates. When I'm weak, he helps me. He compensates for my inadequacies. Amen. The Phillips helps us in our present limitations. So his power enables me to face the challenges in life. His power does. His strength does. Hallelujah. Let's turn over to Ephesians 6:10. See, some of these scriptures begin to register on your spirit when you look at it from the standpoint of, hey, maybe I haven't had enough strength in my inner man. You know, when temptations come, I'd even say this, you know, when people struggle with things, we all struggle with something. Every one of us in here struggle with something because you live in the flesh. Your mind, until you get to heaven, your mind is constantly being renewed. You may say, I've been there. Yeah, well, right. Okay. Your mind is still being renewed. You're dealing with flesh. So we all struggle with something. And every one of us can overcome it by an inner strength, being strengthened with his power, with his might. Ephesians 6:10, what does it say? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. But what is next? What does it say? And. In the power of his might. How are you going to be strong? It says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That's how you're going to be strong. That's how when you read this through now, look at it a little differently. When it says, put on the whole armor of God. See, you can put it on. And part of this strength is going to come from strength inside. Amen. What does it say? Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to do what? Withstand. Some of us can't withstand because we're too weak. We're not strong enough. Amen. Let me read some of these. This is the Good News Translation or Good News Bible in Ephesians 6:10. Build up your strength in union with the Lord and by means of his mighty power. See, this strength is going to be built up through our union, continual union with Christ. The Phillips translation, be strong not in yourselves, but in the Lord, in the power of his boundless resource. The Living Bible, it says, your strength must come from the Lord's mighty power within you. The Weymouth translation, strengthen yourselves in the Lord and in the power which his supreme might imparts. Whew, I tell you, every time I read these, it just does something for me. One point as we pray here, as we conclude. I shared this earlier. Praying in tongues will make us more aware of his presence. As we pray more in the Spirit, we become more aware of his presence, and it will aid us in worshiping God. Because we saw that this morning, you pray more in the Spirit, you're more aware of his presence, and you'll be apt more to worship him. You'll yield more in that area. Our spirit will become more sensitive to the things of God. Speaking in tongues is a devotional gift. We know that. I shared that. Here's another thing. Speaking in tongues will make you hungrier for God and less drawn to things of this natural realm. Speaking in tongues will make you hungrier for God because you're more aware of him. So you have a deeper hunger for God, and you're less drawn to things in this natural realm. I'll tell you one thing, as I began to pray more and more in the Spirit, see, his presence gets stirred up in us, and the things that we may have easily gravitated to, we go, oh, I can't do that. Yuck. I can't do that. You just have a distaste for it. And that's why when we pray more in the Spirit, when people come into your presence that don't act godly, you don't respond in kind. You respond in his way. Isn't that true? Because his presence, what does the scripture say? God is love. So the more we pray in the Spirit, the love of God. That's why when it says, when we're strengthened in our inner man, it says, we'll know the length and the breadth and the depth and the height of the love of God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I hope you're getting a little something out of this. Because this is the key to our success. This is the key to us overcoming. This is the key to us winning. This is the missing thing in our lives. I'm not saying you shouldn't spend time in the Word of God. Yes, we should. But I'm telling you, I'm beginning to see, and here's something. I don't ask this all the time, but usually when we talk with people that are struggling, you ask them, how much time do you pray in the Spirit? Well, usually you will find their success in life has a direct relationship to how much time they spend either in the Word of God or praying in other tongues. They're weak in their spirit. It's the truth. I'm just telling you the truth. Receive it and be blessed. Amen? I'm finished. It's 12:04. We went over 4 minutes, but I'm telling you right now, if you just take what was shared this morning, get that CD, feed on it, meditate on it, and most importantly, pray more in the Spirit. Pray more in the Spirit. I'm not talking about, you know, sometimes people say, well, we come out on Friday night. That's a wonderful thing. But you ought to be praying all the time. All the time. And praying more. And God, I'm going to say this, I forget right now, it'll come back to me in a second, who shared it, but somebody prophetically through the years, I remember who it was, see, thank you. It was Brother Copeland when he was here, and he was here, he shared it, and then he also shared it in 2003 when he spoke some prophetic utterances to Pastor Sarah and Pastor Clinton. And he said, this, when he referred to this church, he said, this church is a what kind of church? Mighty church. Well, anytime you talk about being a mighty church, it has to be directly linked to the Spirit of God and the Word of God. And this is a church that's mighty. That means we're going to pray in the Spirit more than you all. Because he said, I'm sending people to this church. They won't fit in this church. That's why God has already been prompting us, even as far back as 1990, when Dr. Price, now Apostle Price, shared a prophetic utterance while he was teaching. He said, I know you like this place. He said, but you're not going to stay here because the people God is sending to this place won't fit in here. And then he further on said, you know, you can stay here, but I won't be in it. I'm not staying here. Now, in the natural, it seems silly because we're not full. And we're not running two or three extra services either. But there's something about ready to break in this earth realm that's going to shake the very foundations of the economic environment in this earth, the physical environment, and so forth, and people's hearts and minds are going to be fainting, looking for God and help. And I'm telling you, it's very close. As they say, within months, or shortly. And I believe that God has already begun to reveal where we're supposed to go. And it's going to happen. God is not mocked. What he says will come to pass. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. But I encourage you, pray more in the Spirit. As you go about your daily life, and you will be a success in everything. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Father, we thank you for your word today. Let it burn in our hearts. Let it stir our hearts to action. Let it stir our hearts that we move from a place of complacency to a place of action, and that we pray more in the Spirit. We look more to you, Father. And we decree that we can do all things through you who strengthens us in our inner man. And we thank you for it. And we believe every person's life has been impacted today to action in the name of Jesus. And that they are overcomers and winners in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.